Alrighty, this is episode 4, I believe, of my test here on Anchor to try to do a podcast. Again, this is just a test. I am talking and just off the cuff. I have no notes or anything, and I'm trying to upload it to see if it works. I need to shoot for a 5-minute podcast, so here we go. Let's talk about school safety with the recent shootings in Texas, and before that in Buffalo. I think I read where there were 20 plus shootings this year in America's public schools. Although they still remain rather rare, they're very sensationalized and they're terrifying, which draws a ton of attention. Normally, what you can expect after that, being a superintendent, is as soon as a school shooting happens on a major scale, every news network's covering it around the world. And then parents start to chime in on social media and talk about how when they went 7 weeks ago, the door was unlocked or there was a door propped open. Ironically, a lot of times those are just knee-jerk reactions. What parents should do is immediately report any type of suspicious behavior. The only chance we have of survival and limiting people from getting hurt is everybody working together. What do I mean by that? Is when we got a parent that sees an open door, it's not about getting somebody fired, it's about shutting the door and immediately reporting it to as many people as we possibly can. And I'm not talking about social media. Social media is toxic when it comes to putting school issues on there outside of announcements and support. It just leads to more kinks in our armor, more problems that people perceive. And we want to make people feel safe. So if you do see something unsafe, you got through without anybody checking you, you saw an open door, a broken window, you saw a kid walking in with something inappropriate, you saw a suspicious package, you shouldn't hesitate for 30 seconds and you should immediately call. And you should keep calling until you find something. One of the other ways I feel we'll be safe, with the exception of Texas, obviously we have to have law enforcement there quicker. Right now in the school district I'm in, we had one SRO in each of the buildings, and we are going to increase that to add an additional SRO in every building. The thought is more good guys with guns does help. Does it solve the problem? No. The bigger problem is mental health, and that's not going to be solved overnight. So we need an immediate opportunity to stop the problem as quickly as possible. And then we need a long term, which is mental health, bullying, and therapy type work on all of our children. We also need to make sure that our staff is as well trained as possible on lockdowns, on reunifications, on what to do in event that this happens. And everybody's reaction is going to be completely different. Nobody knows exactly how they're going to react in a situation like this, when shots are fired or an active shooter becomes, evident on campus. People don't know if they're going to run away from the problem to the problem. They don't know how they're going to react under stress. We're hoping by training and talking about it as often as possible, we're constantly thinking about it. Personal opinion has always been that kids should run in all directions, create total chaos, and get the heck out of the building and get to a safe spot. I like to think that over years, we have taught kids never, ever, ever to leave the building without permission. So they're trained from a very young age. When something happens, it's not safe to run outside the buildings. In this case, it is. If you got an opportunity to get away from the situation, then take it. We will find you later. But I still go back to short-term solution. We need additional guns on campus. We need to limit points of entry. We need to search kids upon arrival. We need to invest money in people that can do that properly and effectively throughout the day. And we need to do it every single day. We also need to, the long-term solution is mental health therapy and work with kids on eliminating bullying and understanding the damage that it does. I think another broad thing is selling guns to kids under certain ages, and limiting their ability to get guns is another opportunity to save lives. So that's some of my takes on school shooting. Again, this is just a practice for a podcast I'm going to be starting for the 2023 school year, 22-23 school year. So thank you.